Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Sam Garrett, who's CEO at Great Southern Copper. How are you today, Sam?
Hi, Zach. Nice to talk to you again.
Right, we're speaking after quite a while, and we're speaking after your news yesterday, which normally we expect high standards from Great Southern. Have you managed to do that again?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to get these high-grade copper and silver results, and it's nice to replicate the Mustasa-style mineralization, 400 metres south. So far, it's all looking very promising.
Well, as I was hinting, and I wrote up yesterday, the market has grown accustomed to high standards in terms of exploration and development from your company, and yesterday backs that. Is there any particular secret to your success or your method of exploration that maybe we should know about?
Well, I think there's a number of factors, and we've talked to those and about those for some time now. We benefit from having a very good project, and we have 100% ownership of that project. Our team on site, 100% Chilean team, are highly invested in the success of their work. So it's a happy team down there. And when you're intersecting and getting such success at the drill face, it's pleasing that you can build on momentum, and I think that's what these continued successful RNSs demonstrate, is that we're building the momentum of the project. Not just from drilling, which has been great, but also from our surface exploration work, our geophysics, our rock chip sampling. It's all going to, demonstrate the quality of the Cerro Negro project specifically, but the Especularita project in general.
Right. In terms of the company itself, on a bigger view, the big share price surge for Great Southern was this time last year. And the shares went from 1.25 to 5p at one point. And obviously, in the interim, we've had the critical metals boom due to tariffs and sort of geopolitical issues as well. But the share price of Great Southern basically sort of kind of just in the middle of the range, really, since the summer. Do you think the market's appreciating you properly, given what you've done?
I would have to say no, and I'm not an expert in analysing markets. That's for sure. But in terms of what I see and what my board sees as the fundamentals, this time last year we were just sort of announcing these good results, and as you say, we went from about 1.2p up to 5, and settled at around about 3.5 or 3, which we thought was pretty reasonable. And then since that time, the copper price has improved significantly, and the silver price has improved dramatically, almost 300%. But the share price has stayed the same, if not even wandered even slightly further down. So, based on the fundamentals, I'd have to answer honestly no to that question.
Right. And so, I mean, this potentially then, given that you have you're expanding your footprint, etc., should be maybe people are thinking they missed the boat on other small cap explorers. Yours could be the one that they fix on.
Yes, that would be nice. I mean, everyone lives in different economic universes, and they have reasons for buying and selling. But I think the main story is that our major shareholders haven't sold any shares. And indeed, they've exercised warrants and haven't sold shares to purchase those warrants. Those warrants have provided an important source of capital for us. We hear in some circles that the warrants drag the price down, but I'm not really a believer in that, but it may be true. So it's my job is to focus on the project and try and develop that towards building up a resource. And I think results like this that we released yesterday are getting us a long way to doing that.
Obviously, you're based in Chile, and been a few ups and downs in terms of that jurisdiction. But the latest is that things are improving, seem to have a better government in place. Do you think that should also be appreciated?
I think that should be appreciated. I think our location, the project itself, needs to be appreciated. We're near to the coast. We're near to excellent mining services and infrastructure. All those little small things which may not seem important individually, collectively go to make a very important part of the story. It's not just the deposit itself, which is looking very good. Well, it's looking excellent, but those sort of fringe features, which become more important down the track, are critical.
And going forward, I suppose, proving up more resource and showing the market what you're made of.
Correct. Yep, that's the plan.
And I mean, in terms of the market cap, just to finish, 16, 17 million, do you feel that that is a reasonable point at this stage in terms of what you've achieved, or do you think that there is more that the market will learn from your exploration and be satisfied with that?
No, I think if we feel that the share price is sort of undervalued, then we have to feel that the market cap is undervalued by extension. We will continue to do what we do, and hopefully shareholders and stakeholders, start to join the dots. We're not just about Cerro Negro, which is an excellent project for us. The Especularita project itself, as a whole, has what we refer to as a pipeline of drill-ready projects that we're determined to start drilling this year, including the potential for large-scale porphyry-type projects. We're a long trend from significant projects. I think we've mentioned previously that within a 50-kilometer radius of our project, there's 50 million tons of copper metal defined in resource. So, we're in the right area. We're very confident about that, and we're very aggressive explorers.
Sam Garrett, CEO at Great Southern. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.